What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, here on this Sunday, March 2nd, 2025, Pro Project Podcast, where that is, we're talking football, basketball, right now, or here in a couple hours anyways, basketball, doubleheader, simultaneously, as the men's and women's will be playing at the same time. Women away in Ames, the men in Manhattan, volleyball, and other sports as well. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by. Again, we'll get right on into it with women's tennis, folks. Women's tennis had their first Big 12 conference matchup on Friday in Manhattan, Kansas, Mike Goss Tennis Stadium. And unfortunately, UCF once again overtakes K-State by the score of 4-1. And the K-State now overall falls to 3-5 there. Key here, they dropped double the doubles matches after K-State in the singles put down 2 wins in the singles match. Of course, they did take one, though. Wait, hang on a second. Yeah, they did take 2 singles matches there, but could not come up with a doubles match there as K-State loses there to UCF again for the second straight year in a row. Jordan Smith, after the game, after the match here, again, remember, I believe women's tennis is playing here in a few minutes as well. So there you got that going on as well here. K-State Jordan Smith after the match saying, quote, "It was a great to finally have Sandell in the lineup." Oh, look at that. He goes on to say, and then it says again here, quote, "I know it's been a tough wait for her, so credit to her for being competitive and fitting in immediately there as well." So I cannot say Sandell's well, we can give it a shot here, actually saying Sandell Rusmova. That's good enough. There as well, had her first match as a K-Stater there as well. So apparently she was injured there as well. She did lose in the, let me see if I have it right. Let's go down here a little bit for, let's check back in with Jordan Smith while I'm getting that out here. Jordan Smith, after the doubles match loss there, quote, "Disappointing loss tonight. Just not going to consistently beat decent teams. If we don't start winning more doubles points, our team has to get tougher in this area and stop letting each other down." Damn. So head coach Jordan Smith throwing, maybe that's not the right word, but kind of calling out his team there. So you get 2 singles wins. I'm going to go through here in a second. Apparently, I might have said this last year. I've said this at some point when talking about women's tennis here. Doubles matches, I guess, mean more than singles match. I think maybe because I don't know why it is. And again, we don't pay attention. We don't watch college tennis enough to know that. I only watch regular tennis. And now it's back in the day. So we ain't getting into that right now. But apparently, doubles points are more crucial than the singles points. And for Jordan, head coach Jordan Smith to say that, must be something right there as well. As K-State falls bid on an upset, short of an upset bid over UCF, 4-1 there as UCF wins against K-State in Big 12 openers. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there. Yeah, Charlotte, and it doesn't help when you're number one continues to lose in the singles match either. When the Charlotte Kettle lost in straight sets, saying that we already talked about Sandell Rusmova losing also in straight sets, but our first matchup of the year. So there's that. Hey, well, actually, no, I was about to say Marlogo C, recent Big 12 Player of the Week. Her match was unfinished there. That was in the third set. Before that was unfinished there because of the doubles loss. Maria Santos, again, won her match officially in straight sets. Teresa Pokovov lost. And you have Veronica Kovova also, her match got unfinished as well. See, that does not help as well. Yeah, here, right? Kovova and Santos did win. Hey, Hey, Coach Jordan Smith. One of your doubles teams did win. Kvova and Santos knocked off Olivia Bergler and Jade Punska 6-1 there. But he must be talking about Marlo Gusi, Charlotte Kettle losing. And then, of course, you had the pairing of Garagonki, and Bokovov also losing. So, very costly there. Which, hey, you win one of those, and these were 7-5 in both of these matchups. You win one of these, or, hey, maybe your number one or two wins somewhere in there. Maybe get some points there, but, again, we don't know how that system works. All we do, we talk about it here, but kind of got have an idea now that Jordan Smith talked about it or kind of called out his team saying, look, man, we got to win those matches, but, hey, you also got to win some singles matches as well. And when you don't have, when you just have Maria Santos, right, winning, that doesn't cut it either. So I get it, what head coach Smith is saying, but you also got to get at least one or two more of your singles players to win as well. Your number one has to win or something like that. You have to have another win. Maria Santos is a lock, but let's say 60-40 in winning her singles matches, right? So you gotta have somebody else, or I can put Marlo Gusi in there too, because unfortunately her match got unfinished. If that match goes all the way, I think Marlo Gusi wins that there as well. So most of the time we could sit here and the number one for K-State, and I hate to throw Charlotte on the bus like that, but whether it's her, Marlo Gusi, Sanel, any of those other ladies, you got to win. And, yeah, let's put everybody in that mix. You got to win. So instead of just calling out one person, call everybody on that. And so you got to get points, in a lot more points in the singles. Give yourself a more chance there. And that's, and yeah, UCF there by taking 2-3. If that's flipped there, K-State's got a shot to win. You have to get one more win from somewhere. And I think the unfinished, and this is why I am irritated half the time when talking about tennis in general, call us tennis, but list, unfinished. I'm like, let's let the girls play. Let the girls play it out a little bit. They're going to go to two sets anyway, so let's let it play out a little bit. Instead of making it unfinished, especially third sets, that really pissed me off. There as well. So sorry to get off a little retranchated there. I know Jordan Smith in that comment there, a little frustrated after K-State losing their first Big 12 opener there, the UCF yesterday. I know they're playing here in a little bit, so maybe they can get something back here there as well. So, but yeah, K-State tennis falling to UCF back on Friday at home, Mike Goss Tennis Center, and they'll look to bounce back here. I believe they're playing today. I think I said that in the weekend preview episode of the podcast. So we'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, we have basketball today, golf today as well. Men's and women's golf, men's and women's basketball today. So we'll have that all for you at some point heading in to the first full week of March. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, free and available. Daily, we're going to have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to wrap things up for this tennis episode. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Don't forget, Podbean, we'll be rolling back out here this week. Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. UCF 4, K-State 1 on the women's tennis side. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.